Many people studying the human genome have noted that, over evolutionary time, we have received a lot of DNA from our wonderful mitochondria that process energy sources and much more. Mitochondria are separate organelles, entities within our cells, with their own DNA, proteins, etc. They've lived in the cells of our ancestors and us for nearly 3 billion years. They're not independent of the rest of the cell, neither genetically nor biochemically. Lots of biochemicals and genes move back and forth. Wei Wei and colleagues in the United Kingdom studied 66,083 individual human genomes to detect genes in the human nuclei that were moved in from the mitochondria over evolutionary time. They looked for unique patterns of mutations as signals. They found that a piece of mitochondrial DNA moves into a nucleus about every 10,000 generations. During our long evolution from simple cells, the accumulation of these genes on top of our 20,000-plus functioning genes has not bloated our genome. These semi-genes, as I might term them, get selected against. The new genes are not expressed to make proteins, even though there are hundreds of insertions in any individual. They do affect our function, some by promoting cancers, oof. Many do a positive function, helping to repair nasty double-strand breaks in our DNA. What a lot of mixed functions in our cells. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.